10 years have gone very, very quickly. It's just seemed like yesterday when I first come here, someone come round and when I was doing a previous market, said, would you like to come to a, we're starting a market up on a midweek one at a place called Docking. I thought, where's Docking? Never heard of that before. And there we go. And 10 years on, still here.
So you've been setting your alarm for I don't know what time every Wednesday without fail to sell your fruit and veg. What is it that makes Docking Market the place for you to be? What makes Docking Market worth getting up so early for?
It's the place. It's a lovely part of Norfolk and the customers and the stallholders. It's a lovely, friendly atmosphere. I've got a nice market cafe in there. You can have your bacon, butty, and cup of tea and coffee and whatever. It's a lovely community feeling, and everybody's so friendly. It's not like you're getting up early in the morning, you're coming to work. It's a pleasure to be here. It's just a nice laid, you know, out that was stretched out. That lovely it is, anyway.
Has it changed much in those 10 years?
Basically, when I first come, obviously there was different stall holders to what they are now, but now it's more stable now. There's more the stall holders are more or less the same now. They've got to, you know, a very good variety of stalls now, and it's doing quite well, actually, from midweek market. They come from surrounding areas all around the place.
It's lots of local food, isn't it, produced by the people that sell it and crafts and things?
Yeah, there's crafts and you've got cheese and bread, and you've got a meat stall, and obviously there's fruit and veg, and then inside there's ladies selling jewellery, there's craft stall selling what all nice, all the bits and bobs and cards and everything.
Flowers.
And jams and pickles as well.
And all sorts. So do you have a regular customer? Is there someone that you pretty much saw like first time and you know that you're going to see next time?
There's lots of regular customers, more of the older generation at the moment, and they rely on it as a weekly shop they do, and they come, you know, come every week. It's a bread and butter. And then the other year when we had all this pandemic, we still maintained open outside, and still, you know, it was a lifeline for them. You see, during all these bad times a few years ago, and we all did social distancing and the mask, but they still come. They did, and it did very well, actually.
I bet, and I bet it's a nice little community hub as well. You must have your finger on the pulse of Docking. Have you got any gossip, Pete?
Gossip? There's always gossip, Pete, isn't there? But people know everybody, you see, don't they? They've come for a little good old chat, they do.
Oh, wow.
And what doing that I'm doing. It's the only thing to see every week, you see each other, weekly meeting, then they go in the cafe for a nice chat and a cup of coffee and tea, which I think is fantastic.
Well, if you fancy some fresh bread, I don't know, some fruit and veg or a lovely, delicious pork pie, Docking Market is where you want to go today. Eat fresh, buy local. It's every Wednesday between 9 and 1. And Peter on the line right now has been there every single week for the last 10 years. Are you going to last the next 10 too?
Well, it's an age thing, probably. In the mind, definitely, yeah. Yeah, we'll keep going. Yeah, certainly. We'll keep the market going, certainly.
All right, look, before we say goodbye, just tell us a quick bit about your stall and make sure we know where to find you when we walk into that village hall.
Yeah, I'm from Manor Farm from Swansea near Boston. You walk in and I'm outside. You'll see the van outside with all the lettering on. Then we've got the meat and the cheese, everybody's selling now. And they're just growing a lovely queue up as well. So that's lovely. I'll listen to your radio.
All right. You go and sort out your happy customers. Have a great day and enjoy Docking Market today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's Pete live from his store, Docking Market, celebrating a decade of markets at the Village Hall today.